This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. And welcome back to another episode of Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. Today, we're diving into something a little different, how our digital devices can actually be used to enhance mental health. Yes, you heard that right. I know, it sounds crazy in a world obsessed with screen time limits and digital detox weekends. But stick with me, because there are some seriously cool things we can do with technology to boost our well-being. Ever feel like your phone is just another source of stress? You know that feeling when notifications start popping up and you just feel overwhelmed before you even look at them? Well, today we're flipping the script. We're going to unlock the power of digital tools to help us manage anxiety, cultivate mindfulness, and build stronger connections, all from the comfort of our smartphones and laptops. Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone altogether. That's not realistic, and honestly, some things are just more convenient on a screen. But we can learn to use technology in a way that supports our mental health instead of constantly draining it. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Meditation apps. Your pocket-sized Zen garden. We all lead busy lives, right? Finding time for quiet reflection can feel like an impossible dream. But guess what? There are amazing meditation apps out there. Think Headspace or Calm that offer guided meditations, soothing soundscapes, and even sleep stories. They're like having a mini retreat in your pocket whenever you need to hit the reset button. 2. Mindfulness reminders. Gentle nudges for presence. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions whilst on autopilot? A mindfulness reminder app can help bring you back to the present moment. These apps send little notifications throughout the day, prompting you to take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, or simply appreciate the beauty around you. It's like having a personal cheerleader for staying grounded. 3. Connection apps. Bridging the gap. Social media often gets a bad rap, but let's be real, it can also be a powerful tool for connection. Video calling apps like Zoom or FaceTime let you connect with loved ones no matter how far apart you are, and group messaging apps keep you in touch with friends and family. Building strong social connections is crucial for mental well-being, and technology can definitely help bridge the gap. 4. Productivity tools. Tame the chaos. Feeling overwhelmed by your to-do list? There are some awesome productivity apps out there that can help you organize your thoughts, prioritize tasks, and track your progress. Think Trello, Asana, or even just a simple note-taking app. 5. Creative outlets. Unleash your inner artist. Don't underestimate the power of creative expression. Whether it's photography, journaling, songwriting, or video editing, there are tons of digital tools that can help you tap into your creativity and express yourself freely. These outlets can be incredibly therapeutic and a great way to manage stress. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah is a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and drained. She decides to try out a few of these digital tools, a meditation app before bed to unwind, a mindfulness reminder app to stay present throughout the day, and a journaling app to process her thoughts and emotions. Within a few weeks, Sarah starts noticing a difference. She feels calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle the demands of her life. The digital tools aren't replacing human connection or real-world experiences, they're simply enhancing them. They're giving her the support she needs to thrive in today's fast-paced world. So, remember, friends, technology isn't inherently good or bad. It's a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. But by being mindful of how we use our devices, we can unlock their incredible potential to enhance our mental health and well-being. Now, go out there and make those digital tools work for you. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. What are your favorite apps for boosting mental well-being? Leave a comment below or join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear from you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.